won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, February 25th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. How many bridges did Governor Gretchen Whitmer burn by signing the compromise of the paid sick leave and tipped wage bills? Kind of interesting, because if you consider one of her potential presidential primary opponents, former U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who was once in charge of building and rebuilding bridges for the entire country, if he decides to run for president in 2028 while living in Michigan, this could be a problem for Whitmer, because her being from Michigan and not now being the favorite of the unions. Kind of an interesting kind of perspective on this. Reckling said, the Republican pundit on the panel, Whitmer is struggling to find her lane on the national stage. And her being forced into signing the compromise on the paid sick leave and tipped wage bills did not do her any favors. In the end, I don't think this legislation is the end of her political career, but it did severely damage her relationships with unions moving forward. What's even more telling is how quiet Whitmer has been lately. She signed the bills, but yet she wasn't out in front and championing them, pushing for the compromise. Instead, she let the Republicans take a massive victory lap, giving them the perfect opportunity to show businesses why they should be backing the Republicans heading into the 2026 election. That was not exactly a power move by the governor, who always wants to be in control. Bottom line, Whitmer may still have national ambitions, but this exposed some real vulnerabilities. She's not driving the agenda. While being governor, she's reacting to it. And for someone eyeing the next step, that's a bad place to be, said Reckling. Pretty interesting. Lastly, real quick, what could Governor Whitmer say during her State of the State address on Wednesday that we haven't heard already? Well, one of the pundits, Spalding, had some suggestions. She could stand behind the 20 to 40% of our food industry workers from farm to table who found their way into our state despite a broken immigration system that the federal government refuses to fix. Governor Whitmer could say, in a state that has the second most crop diversity in the country, mass deportation is going to cause economic harm. Come out and say she refuses to cooperate with ICE until the federal government provides a path to citizenship. Oh, this liberal goes on. He's got more. We'll continue with this story. Second segment of hour number three. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, talking about these political pundits discussing the direction of the Michigan Republican Party, the Michigan Democratic Party, but right now focusing on Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This liberal consultant Spalding said Governor Whitmer could say in her State of the State address the fact that Michigan has the second most crop diversity in the country. We raise a lot of stuff agriculturally. Trump's mass deportation is going to cause economic harm. Come out publicly, Governor Whitmer could come out and refuse to cooperate with ICE until the federal government provides a path to citizenship. So our restaurant industry and farms are not hobbled, Spalding said. She could double down on democracy and endorse the ranked choice voting initiative. That's something that Mayor Mike Duggan, running as an independent for governor, is supportive of. Totally against it. Look at what's happened in Alaska and other states that have used it. Well, they're getting rid of it. Whitmer could also agree to expand FOIA to her office and the legislature. But she'll probably not say anything that exciting if she's trying to stay off of Donald Trump's radar until after the midterm elections next year. The other consultant, Zamet, said, if the governor plans to run for the White House in 2028, sometime over the next 2 years, she's going to need to pivot to national issues. She's going to have to start showing how her style contrasts with the current administration. I'd not be surprised to see if some of those foundations are laid on Wednesday night. The other consultant, Smith, said the question becomes, what are we not going to hear from the governor during her State of the State address Wednesday night? Well, he goes on to say, it doesn't appear Governor Whitmer is too inclined to criticize President Trump over tariffs that might have a negative effect on Michigan's automotive industry and the relationship with Canada. Governor Whitmer appears to be laser focused on developing a massive semiconductor manufacturing project in Genesee County. The project reportedly is contingent upon federal subsidies under the CHIPS Act. It would start a real controversy if she said Michigan should secede from the United States and join Canada. Laugh out loud, according to Smith. Reckling, the Republican, had a very succinct answer. Sure, if she suddenly admits, comes out publicly and says, fixing the damn roads was just a catchy campaign slogan. Kind of prompting, teasing the governor into saying that. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But that's basically all it was. Something that Randy Richerville, the former Republican Senate Majority Leader Rhino, suggested he was the owner of and lent it to Whitmer to run for governor. Well, here is the bottom line to all of this. Trump's White House has discretion over a good portion of Michigan's $15.79 billion in infrastructure grants. During the Biden White House, $15.79 billion in federal infrastructure grants were announced for Michigan. But now President Donald Trump's administration has total discretion over a good chunk of that money, explains Zachary Colodin, the governor's former infrastructure officer. Michigan was awarded billions and billions of dollars, including $13 billion specifically earmarked for infrastructure funding. Much of that money is legally obligated already, which means the federal government cannot lawfully withhold the money. However, there's another chunk, just barely half of it, that is not yet obligated, which means the federal government has some discretion. One of Biden's keystone policies was the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which he signed in November of 2021. The package, this act, deployed $1.2 trillion with a T in transportation and infrastructure spending. Following the package signing, the governor created the Michigan Infrastructure Office. It supervised the submission of 1,357 Michigan-affiliated applications for the federal infrastructure grants. Some of the awards that they provided: $14.23 million for Wayne County to build up Detroit's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. Yeah, don't waste your money. Electric vehicles are going to be dinosaurs within probably the next 5 to 10 years. $9.88 million to the Pontiac City School District so that they could acquire fully electric bus fleets for the Pontiac schools. Almost $50 million to the Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport. The airport grant was intended to replace its passenger boarding bridges to become more energy efficient and accessible, as well to modify the bathrooms to become more accessible to visitors with functional disabilities. The money could be used for offering gender inclusive restrooms as well. Well, that ain't going nowhere. Donald Trump's already come out and said there's only two sexes, male and female. So gender-inclusive bathrooms? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Well, this former infrastructure officer was on MERS News Service Monday podcast discussing his latest endeavors. He was Whitmer's chief infrastructure officer and head of the office for 3 years. But now he is left to open his own firm as a legal advisor. One of the things he said, I want to be clear that the problems that we're looking at are completely different than what we dealt with in the infrastructure office. However, when it came to the Biden era competition for funding, he explained that the main frustration was that there was a significant grant pool where folks felt that they were ready to file their applications and simply get the money. What we didn't realize is there was so much competition. So, very interesting discussion there. One of the major problems, I think one of the major problems Whitmer's going to have, especially in this upcoming budget, is the cuts that Elon Musk is recommending to Donald Trump, recommending to the House, the U.S. House of Representatives. Speaker Mike Johnson said at CPAC this past weekend that they are going to codify many of the executive orders that Donald Trump has signed. They are going to pass them in both the House and the Senate and turn them into laws. Therefore, future presidents will not be able to sign new executive orders undoing everything Donald Trump has done. Johnson said in front of the group, we will get this done. It may take some time because he's signing so many, now over 300 executive orders, basically in his first month and 5 days of being in the Oval Office. Here's the other component. Every single one of Donald Trump's nominees have been confirmed by the Senate. Kash Patel, the new FBI director, well, they have named Dan Bongino, former Secret Service, excellent, excellent resume background. Dan's leaving his show, his podcast show, to be the deputy chief of the FBI, a position that did not require Senate confirmation. Oh, are you kidding me? When this was announced, heads were exploding and there wasn't anything the Democrats could do about it. Kash Patel, FBI Director Dan Bongino, Deputy Director. Oh man, this is just unbelievable. This team he's putting together. Well, good news. Mike Lindell, one of our sponsors, MyPillow, here of the show, had almost a 2-hour meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. I know for a fact that Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County clerk here in Michigan, wrote a letter to President Trump asking for an executive order to be signed by Donald Trump, acknowledging that our voting equipment that we are currently using and have been using for the last few elections contain parts that are made in China. And because of those parts in our machines, they can be manipulated from outside sources. She asked him to sign an executive order to ban all voting machines that contain these parts and to eliminate them from being used in future elections. I have it from a good source that her letter was given to Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell handed it directly to President Trump this past weekend. Letter has been delivered, and it came from other people as well. Berry County Sheriff Darleaf prepared a similar letter, and his letter was also given directly to President Trump in his hands. They're going to take it under advisement. They're going to start investigating it. And we may see a presidential executive order as a result of those letters. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great,